This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak has pledged to increase British military funding by £5 billion or $6 billion US dollars over the next 2 years in response to Russia's invasion of Ukraine and the challenge posed by China. In an interview, Sunak says it's important Russia stays isolated.
The strong message I'd say to the international community is we're continue to isolate Russia because what they're doing is illegal, it's wrong, and provide support to Ukraine quickly because with that they can really make a breakthrough in this war and bring this conflict to an end.
Courtesy NBC's Nightly News, the extra money will be used in part to replenish Britain's ammunition stocks depleted from supplying Ukraine in its defense against Russia. A year of Western sanctions on Russia has made little difference to ordinary Russian life, but growing challenges may test the country further, AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Despite a year of restrictions, economic life for ordinary Russians doesn't look at all different than it did before the invasion of Ukraine. There's no mass unemployment, no plunging currency, and no lines in front of failing banks. However, with sanctions on fossil fuels now taking effect, a change may come. Some economists believe the new sanctions will weaken Russia and Ukraine and could affect the Russian currency. Other experts think Russia isn't likely to run out of money this year, but instead will face a slow slide into years of economic stagnation. I'm Karen Chamas.
The International Criminal Court is planning to seek the arrest of Russian officials for forcibly deporting children from Ukraine and targeting civilian infrastructure, a source said on Monday, in what would be the first international war crimes cases arising from Moscow's invasion. This is VOA News.